Today's courageous conversation comes from Jennifer Gunderman. I may have been only 1 year old when the war ended, but has and continues to have tremendous influence on my life. You see, my father fought in Vietnam from 1966 to 68. While his military service ended almost 50 years ago, he continues to fight battles from the war. His experiences, the good and bad, during his time in Vietnam have influenced his role as a dad. There are, of course, the quirky influences that the war had on our household, such as no rice at dinner because of his time in and near rice paddy fields. Names like Jane Fonda and Muhammad Ali could not be spoken of. There were obvious choices for holiday and birthday gifts for my dad: copy of Platoon on DVD, the book Charlie and Company, date night with my mom to see Good Morning Vietnam in the movie theater. Then there were the heavy burdens that my dad carried and shaped his worldview and mine. While my dad shared in the celebrations of soldiers coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, he also shared stories of a less than jubilant welcome home when he returned to the States. He was yelled at, called obscenities, and spit on. I remember one day when my dad was driving me back to college. I can't recall what led to the conversation, but there was just the two of us. We were driving in his pickup truck with the POW MIA stickers proudly next to the Providence College stickers on the back window. And I asked him the question that no one wants to ask, and not sure if you should, but for some reason I did. I asked him if he had shot anyone in the war. He paused and said yes. Now, I expected him to say yes. I was not naive to what happens in war, and I was worried that I would be angry and disappointed in my dad. But what I didn't expect was what he said next. I had no choice. Upon hearing these words, I felt an awkward sense of relief and deep gratitude, because my dad did what he needed to do to survive and others to survive. I existed. And today, because my dad survived, me, my sister, my three children, and three nieces and nephews have a life where we can make my dad proud by being kind, compassionate, and grateful people. Today's courageous conversation came from Jennifer Gunderman.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, can be seen each evening, Sunday through Thursday, at 8 on Maine Public Television. It concludes on Thursday, September 28th.